This is Bouncing Around with Mark Reddings
on 882 6PR.
Welcome back to the program. 5 past 5 at the WACA. New Zealand continue to push ahead after Australia made 9, declared for 559. Mitchell Starc has ball in hand, and the New Zealanders hoping to overtake that Australian title, maybe even tonight, 4 for 559, so they're exactly 100 runs behind. Well, the Rio Olympics are less than 12 months away, and of course, one of our favourite sporting teams in Australia is the Hockeyroos, with a great success going back through the Olympics, and the likes of Rochelle Hawkes and Jenny Morris, and so many superstars have come out of the sport, and of course it's a resurgence of the Hockeyroos, and been kind enough to have Georgie Parker join us here this afternoon as a late call up. Georgie, thanks for dropping in.
That's okay, thanks for having me.
Now, Anna Flanagan was scheduled to come here, but she's not well.
Oh, apparently, so yeah. And
or maybe a Sunday session.
No, I don't think so. It's been a hot week of training, so I can understand why she's not feeling that well, but as her best friend, I've had to come in and do her duties for her. So
when you say that though, we chatted just before we came on, and you're, apart from your career as a Hockeyroo, you're pretty keen to get into the media and take that a step further once your career as a Australian hockey player ends, I presume?
Yeah, definitely. So I studied journalism and PR here at Curtin University, and just want to get into AFL media actually when I finish. So just try to take every opportunity at these sort of things, and the more practice you get, the better you get, I guess. So just trying to make the most of it while I can as a female athlete.
I think there's more than 700 accredited AFL journalists. So you might be a chance, Georgie, given there's so many, which is exciting. Why footy?
My dreams.
Why footy? What's the love of, where does that come from?
Oh, I've just loved it ever since I was a little tacker. I mean, I was 7 and I went to the hairdresser once and said, can you please cut my hair like Sean Wren? So number 52, jeez, the great man, was my favourite.
And you're a South Australian, though?
South Australian, so Adelaide footy member since I was at age 4. So I love the game. I love the athleticism of them, and yeah, just really enjoy watching it, so would just love to get involved in it.
Now, the Hockeyroos, I mean, going back, say, 2 or 3 years ago, my memories were of a team that was building, and Adam Commons had come in and had a bit of work to do. I mean, it was a regeneration of the side, but the last couple of years under his tutelage, you've obviously won a Commonwealth Games gold, and everyone's looking towards Rio at this stage, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. So when he first came in the program, we were ranked 7th in the world, so had a couple of fifths at the Olympics prior to him being involved, and he just took it to the next level. So now we're ranked 2nd in the world. We got a silver medal at the World Cup last year, and then the gold medal about a month after that in Glasgow at the Commonwealth Games. So he's really just taken it to us and, you know, given us the ownership to really improve as players.
And you've been in the system for about 5 years?
Yeah, so I moved over here in the start of 2011, so coming up 5 years. And, yeah, really enjoying it here, really enjoying the competitiveness of the group. And it's been a pretty solid group going forward, pretty similar from when I first moved here to where we are now.
And we talk about professionalism, and we'll touch on women's sport and obviously being remunerated to an adequate degree, which is still far from the case. But how many of the players get to a point where, you know, financially it stings? It's hard to combine and the training workload with, I guess, the financial side of eating a meal every night.
Especially here in Perth, so it can be quite hard. But with us, it goes off of your performance. So the better we do, the more we get paid. So it's a massive incentive to do well at tournaments and going forward. But I guess we do it for the love of the sport. And I think with most Olympic sports, that's how it goes. You know, we're not getting paid like football players or cricket players, but, you know, we want to get the accolades that, you know, the gold medals, and that's what we're striving for. So we just keep going forward, and, you know, you get to the 30, 31-year-olds and they still do it. It doesn't really matter. But, you know, you just keep battling away because the gold medals, I guess, worth more than that.
Yeah, that's priceless in many ways. But also we've seen if you do get the gold medal, say next year in Rio, I'm sure you've had that moment to ponder. It just opens up doors corporately for you as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely with what I want to do as well. So being an Olympian is one thing, but being an Olympic gold medalist is such a prestigious group. And, you know, very few people get to go to the Olympics, but even less get to win a gold medal. So, you know, for me personally, that would be, you know, a dream. But for us, just winning gold medal just puts 4 years of hard work into practice, I guess.
Tell us the schedule now between, November, December, up until Rio. I'm sure there's some tournaments to fine-tune what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, so with the daily training, we train 6 days a week going forward, but we go to Argentina in a couple of weeks for the World League final. So that's the top eight nations in the world there battling for some pretty good ranking points going forward, which really is really important for the pools over in Rio. Then in January, we've got a training camp in Singapore, so that'll be nice and hot and humid and really good conditions, I guess, going into Rio. Then we go to New Zealand for an eight nations there as well, with some really good nations heading over there, such as likes of Argentina and Korea. So some really good good practice and matches for us there. Then Champions Trophy in England, and then the big one in Rio.
Now, you're not getting paid a lot, but I'll tell you what, the frequent flyer points and the travel you guys do, it sounds, it's all easy to say, because when you're travelling, it's not all the beer and Skittles, but get to see the world, which is, I know that's not the prime objective, but the lifestyle itself, thumbs up?
Yeah, it's incredible. The places I've seen, you know, it's amazing. Last year, I spent 12 weeks in Europe playing hockey, you know, and some people save up for 2 years to go on their three-week Kentucky tour. So, you know, I'm pretty lucky that I just get to go the drop of a hat, go over to Europe, go to Argentina, Korea, like all these countries that are amazing countries that we get to go to. So it's pretty incredible. And, you know, I'm a uni student, so I get paid more than my uni student friends, so it's fine.
And we talked about the training you do, and I don't think there's anyone would doubt that the hockey players, be they men or women, absolutely put their body on the line at training 6 days a week. Do you train harder than AFL footballers? Can I ask that question?
Very different training. So I used to live with Tendo Mazungu, actually, and he used to be like, why are you doing weights before a game? So there's some things that he just didn't understand, because it's, you know, they're training for a home and away season, so they're peaking every week, whereas we've got to peak for tournaments. So every week the training environment's completely different. But, you know, we do train 6 days a week, 4 to 5 hours a day, just like they do. It's very, very full on, especially when it comes into the Perth summer.
Speaking of which, did you train yesterday in 38 degree heat?
Yes, we trained yesterday morning and Friday morning as well. So it's a very hot couple of days. That's why I can understand why Anna was a little bit sick today.
Yeah, it can take its toll on you. We've got Georgie Parker here from the Hockey Roos. She's going to tell us a bit about the Hockey Roos going forward. Of course, who they think they have to beat to win gold next year in Rio. And, of course, coming off the back of a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games, are in pretty good shape. Adam Commons has done a terrific job. We're going to talk more about her involvement with hockey and also about women's sport really coming to prominence in the last couple of weeks, obviously, with Michelle Payne and her victory in the Melbourne Cup and what it means to have women's sport. We've had, obviously, the profile being questioned, the remuneration being questioned. So we're going to put Georgie under the griller after the break.
Until 6. This is Bouncing Around with Mark Reddings.
On 882 6PR.
Sitting alongside Georgie Parker from the Hockey Roos, looking ahead to Rio and, of course, coming off the back of a Commonwealth Games gold medal. Plenty happening in the life of Georgie. Speaking of travelling, Argentina, you have played there, I believe, or you're about to play there. How big is the sport in Argentina?
Yeah, so we're lucky enough to go to Argentina every year. There's usually a major tournament there just because it's such a big sport over there. So you go there, it's packed out crowds, full stadiums, you've got people lining up at the front of your hotel waiting for you to go to training just to get a photo with you or just catch a glimpse of you. They just love us over there. They just love hockey, and it's such a big sport.
So where do you think that emanates from? I mean, obviously, so Argentina, in terms of world in hockey and popularity, is that the place, is that the number one sort of, not sport, obviously, because football is massive over there, but it's that big?
For women, I think it probably is their number one sport. You know, their captain used to have her own Gatorade flavour. Sports store has their uniforms hanging in there, just like we would with the Australian cricket team or Australian rugby or whatever team. So, yeah, it's such a big sport for women. I'm not sure where it emulates from, but it's such a good place to go over to play.
And as I touched on before the break, so much talk in the last couple of weeks after the Melbourne Cup victory, Michelle Payne and women, and obviously her line about horse racing being a bit chauvinistic. As a female athlete, do you feel you get a fair run, A, from the media? Be careful, because you're sitting opposite a journo. And in terms of two, we talked about remuneration. Do you feel that the balance is getting a little bit more to where you think is fair?
Well, in Hockey Australia, we're actually equal pay. So us and the Kookaburras are equal pay, and where they make their more money from us is from when they go over to play in the Indian League. But from Hockey Australia, we are equal remuneration from both men and women's point of view. So it's a pretty big step, and I think we're the only sport in Australia that has that.
I was going to say that. I couldn't imagine there'd be too many sports that we find that type of deal. How long has that been in place?
For a couple of years now. So we've got a great CEO, Cam Vale, who used to work with North Melbourne Football Club, actually. And, you know, he's brought it in and he's very, very strong on it.
And so off the back of that, so how do the guys react to that?
The guys don't mind it. I think they go over and earn quite a lot of money in 3 weeks over in India, so I'm not sure they're too fussed about it. But I guess, you know, the way they see it, we're ranked number two and they're ranked number one, so it's not exactly like we're ranked 10 and they're number one, where there's such a big difference in performance. So I think while we're very even in performance and, you know, we win medals where they don't and they win medals where we don't, I think they're not too fussed about it.
And off the back of that, the bit like cricket, the Indian Premier League is where the big dollars are. Is there any chance that the women's competition might head in that direction?
You know, there's talk about it. This probably won't happen in my career, which is a bit unfortunate, but it's such a great opportunity for the men to, you know, be able to get paid like they deserve. So hopefully one day in my career, but it definitely won't be in India, which is unfortunate. But, you know, like with the likes of Argentina or over in Europe, there could be a space for it.
Off the back of that, number two in the world, who is ranked number one at the moment?
Holland.
Okay, so how do you... I'm sure Adam and the strategic build-up towards Rio, you track their movements, or do you pay much attention to what the other countries are doing, or you very much focus on, okay, this is our plan, we won't look sideways, just keep on the same track?
Yeah, so Como is very much on sticking to our game plan, and that's going to, if we execute that well, then we have the ability to beat anyone in the world. So we do pay attention to other sports, and we do scout teams very heavily, but like he says, you've got to be able to beat every team to be able to win a gold medal, whether it's Korea ranked seventh or Holland ranked number one.
With Georgie Parker from the Australian hockey team, the Hockey Roos. Georgie, football coaches invariably, and I know it's changed a bit more man management and no ranting and raving. Does it happen in the sport that you're involved with? Does the coach occasionally blow a fuse?
Definitely. And he goes very, very bright red, so it's very funny when he does. But, you know, we were the first female team he's ever coached, so maybe 5 years ago he did a little bit more often than he does now. So he's learned how to coach women a little bit better now, I think. So I think he worked out that we don't really respond that well to it, but when we do get it, we do deserve it. So then we do pull our finger out, I think.
So to speak. Yes, well, what about the hierarchy in the team? And obviously... at 26, are you one of the more senior members? I know Anna's been around a while. Madonna's still playing.
So she's our highest capped hockey roo ever with, I think, about 315 games, something like that.
So she's obviously going through to Rio.
She'll be going through to Rio, and, you know, she's an incredible leader and incredible captain, and she's always got something to teach no matter who you are. She'd give anyone the time of day, which is such a good trait of a leader, I think. And, you know, there's no such thing as a hierarchy, I don't think, in our team. The way we've created our culture is that everybody's got something to teach and everyone's got something to learn. So it's really good that you've got, you know, girls that have played 30 games telling someone who's played 200 games what to do, or that they're not, what they're doing isn't good enough.
And when it comes to hockey, as a young girl, that was something you, in South Australia, though you loved your footy and you loved the Adelaide Crows, you always knew at a young age this is going to be my career path?
Oh, I mean, I think I always wanted to play hockey at a high level. I remember doing a project when I was 11 years old, and it saying what you wanted to do when you grew up, and I wrote I wanted to go to the Olympics for hockey. So, you know, it's always been a dream of mine, and I think my mum always thought, oh, that's a nice dream, you know, keep going for it. Didn't really think it'd be a reality, but now, you know, I'm 10 months out from potentially my first Olympics, and it's a pretty special feeling, and, you know, even if I don't make it, I know I've you know, done a pretty good job.
The other aspect, I suppose, when you're from interstate is, given Perth has been, I guess, the heartland or the base for as long as I can remember, certainly, how hard is it to uproot and come across here without, I presume, many friends and no family? But there's a lot of players and a lot of ladies in the same position as you.
Yeah, there's only two girls from WA here, so, you know, there's another 25 who are in the same situation. So when you all come over together, I think you sort of band together and, you know, find out that good balance yourself of training hard but having that time off as well, I think.
And off the back of that, is there a off-season for you? When do you get to relax and take the whole lot of, because it just seems all-consuming for you?
Yeah, like, we do have time off, but in that time off, we do need to be training, whether you need to be working on a skill that you need to practice or physically preparing yourself for the future. You can't just take 3-4 weeks off like footy players, just because we do have to be ready for tournaments. Our first tournament of the year is in January and our last is in December. So you've got a couple of weeks off here and there, but it's constantly just making sure your body's right to go.
Any mentors, anyone you admired growing up watching play hockey? I mean, obviously, given the history in Perth, there's three-time Olympian gold medalist in Rochelle Hawkes. Anyone you've sort of had a chance to sit down and pick their brains about the chance to go to the Olympics or what it is like to get one of those coveted gold medals?
Yeah, so in my club in Adelaide, actually, we had Juliet Haslam. So she's a two-time gold medalist over there. And, you know, every now and then I get to see her around. And she's very, very modest about what she's doing, very, very humble. And, you know, if I had gold medals, I'd be telling everyone, I think, but, you know, we had a photo shoot and she didn't even want to hold them. So she's someone that I talk to and just make sure that I'm doing the right things and getting the most out of what I'm doing.
Okay, so what's the schedule? You talked about January's the next tournament, did you say?
No, so 2.5 weeks, the team goes off to Argentina. Oh, not even two, about 10 days, I think. Go to Argentina and then a training camp in January, start of January, fitness testing, then straight over to January for a Three Nations over there.
And when will you know whether you're in the Australian squad to go to Rio, which we assume that's the case, but I'm sure there's competition
never,
for places.
You can never assume anything in our sport, unfortunately. It's not one of those clear-cut sports. You know, every single coach, I think, would have a different list going into that team. So, you know, we've got such good depth in hockey now, and I think we could take any team going over to any tournament and still medal, which is really promising for the future. But the D-Day is 18th of December, so I'll be back home with my family then, and depends how what the email says with how I'm going to be celebrating that night.
Could be quite a moment. I mean, either way, I mean, forget the prospect of a negative, but a positive email saying you're part of the squad, that's validation for, I guess, a lifelong commitment to what you've done in hockey.
Yeah, definitely. And I think this squad will be much different. I was in the 2000 squad for London, and like you said, we're a very new squad and a lot of young, inexperienced players. But now with the prospect of winning a medal, potentially a gold medal, we'd be very disappointed if we didn't make the final of Rio. So it's such an exciting group to be part of. So I think it'd be even more special opening that email saying that I'm in that squad more so than London.
Well, we hope that comes true for you, Georgie. Obviously, it's an exciting 12 months. I did the little Wikipedia search of you, and Georgie Parker, of course,
the full paragraph.
Didn't quite come up with the first Georgie Parker. The Logie Award-winning actress came up first, but we're hoping, through your management is hoping, that at some stage the Wikipedia becomes more expansive, including medals and achievements. I'm sure you'd like that.
Yeah, definitely. So I do get tweets literally every single day saying, oh, I loved you in this episode of Home and Away, and every day, oh, you looked great at the Logies. So it makes me feel very popular, but at the same time, I do wish that people recognise my name for my sporting contributions more so than my alter ego.
Absolutely.
Actress.
Alter ego actress. And no, Georgie Parker, the Hockeyroo, delightful to meet you. And we do wish you all the best over in Argentina. And of course, December 18 and all those milestones coming up. And hopefully, we get to sit back and watch you win gold in Rio. It would be a remarkable achievement. I'm sure you're going to work very hard to get there. Thanks for being part of this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me.
Georgie Parker from the Hockeyroos. Exciting time for Australian sport. As we know, the Rio Olympics less than 12 months away, and our women are flying second in the world. Hopefully, they'll bring home gold from Rio.